GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Before we raced with reckless abandon to the commercial break with the computer geeks in Spacious Studio 7A, Reed, Chris Downs of Chris Downs Computer Room, and Chris Quimby of Midcoast iPhone Repair, George had a question, and I guess, Mr. Quimby, you were the first to want to try to tackle that thing when we came back from aforementioned break. Now's the time.
Well, he had problem pairing his Bluetooth headphones with his phone, and it might not be apples to apples because I have an iPhone, and I'm referring to a big external speaker that I have that connects by Bluetooth. But every once in a while,
or
I have trouble.
It may not be Apple device to Apple device.
Yeah, well,
apples
right.
to apples. Apple
oh,
device.
I didn't even see. That's good. Let's park on that for a while. No, but let me summon up an answer for you. And sometimes when I have that problem, I just start over. So like I will. You can choose to forget the device, at least on my phone, and then I'll go ahead and turn my Bluetooth off on the phone, turn it back on, and then try to rediscover the device, and that usually works for me. I don't know why I have to do that, but at least it's a workaround.
I did it the other day in the gym. I could not get my phone to sync, so I forgot it. I said, take this, cancel it, whatever you do, remove it. Then I went back again the second time, it picked it up. It's only good for about 30 feet anyway. Bluetooth, after you get away about 30 feet away from it, not going to work very well anyway.
Do you lose audio integrity at that point as the further away you get? I've noticed that with what I've had in Bluetooth devices before.
I mean, for me, it's not that it gets... It's just that it cuts in and out. That's what I noticed.
Yeah, the audio integrity.
Yeah, I don't think
Chris Downs, your experience with Bluetooth technology?
I like wired.
Where have I heard that before?
No, but Chris said it just right. I mean, make it forget it and make it find it again. If I can change the subject, I may have an answer for the caller who was looking for remote support for his Mac in his office. I use a program called TeamViewer with Windows support.
Is that Team, T-E-A-M, Team or Teen?
Team.
Okay, as in we're all on the same.
Exactly. Okay. TeamViewer, it's also available for Mac. It works quite well, and like a lot of things, there's a free version and a paid version. So check out TeamViewer.
Marty in Monmouth asks us to ask you two Chris's, how easy is it to change the port of an Android?
Well, that's an open-ended question. It would depend on which Android. I will say, for example, the last few models of Samsung Galaxies, which are popular Android devices, from my experience, virtually impossible without doing other harm, because the way that Samsung constructed them, the screen needs to be removed to access that part. Wait, we're talking about the charger port, you said, right? Is that it? Yeah, and it's almost impossible to remove that screen without breaking it. So you're really paying for a screen repair and a charger port, and the screens are so expensive for Samsungs, it's usually prohibitively expensive. I usually just encourage people to take a claim on their device insurance if they have that option.
What's your advice, Chris Downs?
Try cleaning the port really well, like we talked about before. That's always the first step. The toothpick method, then a toothbrush with isopropyl alcohol, then compressed air.
Can I just push back on that a little bit with a Samsung, because the Samsung has that little tongue that sticks out of it.
It is
so you
want to
be a little more careful.
Yeah, maybe just the toothbrush deal then.
Thought there was going to be a fight between the two of them.
You do that out in the parking lot.
That's scary. Text message to us in the MTG text line, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. It's a two-potter that comes from Nicholas up Parkman Way. He writes to us, I have been looking for a new computer, and I'm noticing Lenovo, L-E-N-O-V-O, with the same specs are much cheaper. Are they junk?
No,
we don't have to call them junk, but someone wants us to know if you can give some insight into Lenovo or Lenovo.
Lenovo is fine. Lenovo. I pronounce it Lenovo. I believe that's correct. Lenovo. It used to be IBM, and Lenovo sort of took over IBM's laptop division. And no, they're fine. I work on them quite a bit.
Well, if you're working on them.
Well, I know. As soon as I said that, I realized that might not sound good. But again, I'm not very brand specific. I work on all of them. HP, Dell,
mechanics
Lenovo,
work on every kind of a car. It doesn't mean they're bad cars.
They all break. Back in the day, I would have said Lenovo was one of the better, tougher built. But now I think they're pretty much on par with Dell and HP and all of them.
I know that I'm probably not the average person because I...
Just
amen, right? But I find I have laptops and iPads and a phone. I've got more junk than I need. I just never use my laptop anymore.
A lot of people don't, but there are some things that you're just better off to do with an actual computer. Some websites work better with a real computer, mm-hmm. air quote, real. And oddly enough, maybe not oddly at all, but when you're shopping for a laptop especially, I tell people, go in and touch and feel it, especially if you write much. How the keyboard feels might be the most important thing to you, never mind the name on the front of it.
Yeah,
there aren't many bad ones.
Well, see, and that's the thing, right? I agree with you. I played a little bit of guitar in the past, and the worst thing about any kind of guitar I would have would be me and what I bring to the table because I wasn't very good. And I think a lot of times with computers, you got a lot of users that honestly really kind of don't know what they're doing, who aren't very discerning with what websites they choose and whatnot. And a lot of things can be blamed on the computer when, well, Chris and I both did IT support at a local company for years, and oftentimes it was the user that was the problem. You have to find gentle ways to let them down and tell them that, but not necessarily the machine.
Just to clarify, that's Chris Quimby picking on the users. Chris Downs loves the
keeping
users.
Real.
All right. And someone wants, okay, here's one. Boy, we talk about the weeds here, okay? What the heck does, open quote, convert multicast to unicast do in a wireless access port? And why would you use it?
Why don't you want to know?
I don't know. Multicast to a unicast in a wireless access port. That's not stereo to mono, is it?
I can say with all conviction, I don't know. I would have to look that up. That I don't even remember what the question was, and you read it twice.
Chris Downs, any idea?
I think it converts multi to uni.
Yep. We're going to move on from that.
You're welcome. If we're not careful, we're all going to HR.
I don't know. Nicholas had a two-part question. The other question that he had was, what is the best program to make... Well, it's the George Hillerick Tyler Show. What is the best program to make a PC and an Apple product work well with each other?
They don't.
If you're talking networking, then that shouldn't be really a big deal. They should talk to each other just fine. I would network them together on a standard home network.
Just plug them in?
Yeah, to your router, and they should be able to see each other and share files. It depends on how much you want to do, I guess.
Yeah, I'd be curious about what the workflow is, what exactly they're trying to do.
I mean, there are
machines.
Certainly programs that run on a Mac and vice versa that won't run on Windows.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about file sharing, sharing a printer, all that, that shouldn't be a big issue these days.
I mean, at the company you and I both worked for, when I worked for graphic design, we had a Mac and a PC, each of us, in front of us. And we would use one for some things and one for the other. And it was, you know, like you said, once the file sharing was activated, it was fine. There were no issues that I remember.
Yeah, and you can always have a network drive out there that you put the files on and they both can access that network drive and share that way. But these days, Macs and Windows talk together pretty well.
I want to encourage people, if they have a moment, to go to my blog post from today. I was on ABI TV this morning. We talked about some accessories that you can get for your smartphones. That this is timely where people will be Christmas shopping and a lot of times don't know different things that they can get. I have listed 10 different accessories. For example, there's one that you can, I'm going to sound really sexist here, but like I know that my lady oftentimes loses her car keys. I think I've heard of other husbands saying the same thing of their wives. And there's a device you can put actually on your keychain, which is Bluetooth.
Yeah. Is it the little square? What's it called?
Yeah, it's called Tile.
Tile.
A really handy thing, moderately priced for a stocking stuffer. Oh, George is showing me. He has one
he
right
has
here.
He has a Tile.
I'd never actually held one in my hands, but within a 200-foot distance, you would be able to, from your phone, send out a signal from this, right? Where you can hear the sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really handy.
Oh, yeah, my kids got me that.
That's handy. And that
there
blog,
was a reason. There was a reason I have Tile, although I think Tile sent me a note that it's gone and I got to buy another one, but I think 2 years is up.
I want those for my kids occasionally.
So that blog is on midcoastiphonerepair.com. There's a link to where you can purchase that on Amazon.
One of our favorite apps, I mentioned this before, and I used it yesterday. Elizabeth and I looked at each other and said, "Where's Ian?"
Oh, yeah.
And there was this, well, now that he walks from high school down to the office at the end of each day. And there was this moment of, well, I don't know where he is. Isn't he in your, he's not here. Where is he? And I reached out for the phone. Popped up Life 360, and I found that he was in the building.
I'm in the building.
The call is coming, and you know where he was? He was in the bathroom. So it was one way.
Does it tell you one number one or number two?
No, it wasn't.
Maybe that's in the next update.
There's a prime, but I don't think that does that.
Talk about the loss of privacy.
Oh, he's in the John.
But you know, because everyone, I mean, we joke about it, but no one talks about it. The fact that what do people do when they go to the bathroom and sit down now?
Yeah,
they're not reaching for Reader's Digest
selfies
anymore.
Selfies on the toilet, right? Right? Am I the only one?
So, Chris,
this is why we wash our hands after we work on people's phones.
Yes, very. Can you imagine?
That's not to think
I
about.
Imagine.
Mm. Yeah. So, Chris Quimby, you have a blog. Chris Downs, do you have a blog as well?
No, I have a Facebook page, and that's about it. A website.
Mm-hmm. So,
I'm the talker of the two. So I have a blog.
That's a softball. That's where you're supposed to direct people where to go to read those things. When I say that.
Chris Downs Computer Room on Facebook and chrisdownscomputerroom.com.
Likewise, Chris Quimby, where do we find you?
MidcoastiPhoneRepair.com. You can get everywhere else from there. And you can also book appointments online if you need such a thing.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.